is no
freestyle.
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney, with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
All right, made it back to the weekend. Thanks for listening. I am ready for this Saturday and Sunday, heading to the See Here Now Music Festival in Asbury Park down the Jersey Shore. About to kick it. We'll just have to figure out how to catch that Canelo Alvarez-Terrence Crawford fight Saturday night. And the WNBA playoffs are about to start. A lot of good matchups on the way there, no matter who plays who. But enough of sports and music.
My favorite stories of the day.
Two women in Massachusetts are accused of being bold and hungry. WBZ CBS News Boston is reporting cops in Auburn say a 38-year-old from Worcester and a 24-year-old from New Haven, Connecticut, somehow managed to steal $2,000 worth of clothes from a TJ Maxx store, threw them in a backseat of their car, and left. Well, Auburn police said in their Facebook post, this happened a month ago, middle of August, and when officers got to the store, workers told them the thieves took off in a black Ford Edge with Connecticut license plates. At this point, nobody heard what the two women were saying in that Ford Edge, but it apparently included, "Girl, you hungry?" And they apparently looked around and started craving a Frosty, Junior Bacon, Baconator, or maybe that apple pecan salad. And maybe Biggie sized the whole order, because Auburn police said one of their Wendy's-loving officers just happened to look at the Wendy's across the street, and there, black Ford Edge with Connecticut license plates right in the drive-thru line. Cops did not say if they paid and got their food, but sounds like they never got to eat. Auburn's Facebook post said the two women traded in their combo meals for a pair of handcuffs. Now, officers did say they found all the clothes they stole in the back seat from that TJ Maxx and from a couple other stores. So they were busy. And all that thieving made them hungry. If police are called to a wedding reception, one, that bride and groom will have a story that people will always want them to tell. And two, history has shown that story will likely differ depending on which one of them is telling it. Like what happened the Friday before last at a scenic tree farm that hosts events like weddings and receptions in Butler County, Pennsylvania. It's where cops say they were called because they say a 26-year-old guy got so upset with being cut off from alcohol at the bar that he punched the bride in the face. A roundhouse to her left jaw is what they said in the police report. The Butler Eagle newspaper reported cops also say he hurt three others who were trying to hold him down until police came. Now, he's facing four counts of assault in all, and for the groom's sake, one of those counts had better be against him, because he was not mentioned in the report, and if the groom just watched the bride get punched in the face without jumping in, again, his telling of this story will have a much different ending from the way she'll tell it. Just a guess. But I don't want to start early, so I just might put my 40 in the freezer because I want to get bent. And we'll keep up with this 2 points approach to storytelling because we have two things to know here. One, raccoons can get drunk, but they're not drinking buddies, so don't try it. And two, some people are just the kind who will be kind enough to stop whatever they're doing to help, even if it's to help a mother raccoon running around a parking lot like she was going crazy, which is exactly what was happening a couple weeks ago in Letcher, Kentucky. So when WYMT-TV Mountain News ran a story showing a nurse and a colleague who was recording video of it all go to a garbage dumpster outside the Letcher County Health Department where they were and found two baby raccoons inside, which explains the mother going nuts in the lot. Well, the nurse lifted one out with a shovel, no problem. She says it ran to the mama raccoon, but the other, it was face down in the water at the bottom of the bin. So she scooped it out and said it was not breathing and started doing CPR on it. And it worked. They had video of the nurse doing chest compressions and standing over the baby raccoon as it started breathing. She says it coughed up water, so state fish and wildlife workers came and took it to a vet who tested to find that baby raccoon that needed CPR was actually drunk. That little baby raccoon was faded. So now they know which sibling can handle liquor, not that one. And see, the nurse explained the garbage bin that they were in next to the health department's parking lot belonged to the Kentucky Mist Moonshine Distillery next door, where workers threw out some old fermented peaches. And those baby raccoons got wasted eating them. The vet gave the second baby raccoon fluids and let it sleep off the buzz before letting it go the next day. Then the nurse took it back to the parking lot and let it run off, yelling, "Bye, Otis," in the video, because they nicknamed it after Otis Campbell, the town drunk in the old Andy Griffith Show. Have to be of a certain age to know that black and white TV reference. Back in a moment, but before the break, the Jams podcast keeps jamming. Just drop the reggae mix.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Sticks? The workout kit. Portable and light. Hundreds of workouts, the possibilities are endless. Only $49.99 if you order today. 212-555-5555.
This is really what's nice as kit.
The workout kit. 212-555-5555.
Baby, do you really love me?
Call now. $99 shipping and handling added to cost.
Boy, bye.
Enjoy this brief moment of peace. Thank you for manifesting this peace into being. Brought to you by the ASMR Network.
And now for the world around us.
In England, workers cannot be legally fired for calling their boss a dickhead. Seriously, I joke, but the jokes support facts on this show. And the fact is, the Daily Mail is among outlets reporting a judge ruled last Thursday that if an office manager at a construction company is under a contract and that contract says she can only be immediately fired for gross misconduct like threatening or intimidating language, the office manager cannot be legally fired for telling her boss, "Anyone else in my position would have left the job a while ago, but it was only because of you dickheads that I stayed." That's what the Telegraph, Daily Mail, and other news outlets are reporting, she said while crying. And to that, the boss said, "That's it. You're sacked." But not so fast, like Lee Corso used to say every Saturday morning. The judge explained the company's boss made it clear they fired her for what she called him, which was naughty, but not gross or misconduct outlined in the contract as acceptable for dismissal. So the court ruled the company owes that woman over £15,000 in compensation and over £14,000 more for her legal fees. So almost £30,000 they have to pay for the boss being called a dickhead.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding.
Well, in Canada's city of Prince George, British Columbia, last Friday, we found how literal cops can be about arresting anyone if driving any motorized vehicle without a license. The CBC ran a story on how a day when Prince George had a hit-and-run accident involving an ambulance and a big downtown brewery and distillery went up in flames, people still were able to smile and laugh for a moment while whipping out phones to record and take pictures of a grown man riding a pink Barbie child-sized Jeep down a main avenue in the city. A CBC reporter later caught up with the guy, who told him he and his roommate were about to walk to the store and he felt lazy. So the result? A lot of people posting pictures and videos of him on social media, whipping down a slab. The CBC quoted one driver yelling, "Don't let him catch you riding dirty," which is what forced me to run the old Chameleonaire song leading into the story. The point, he was having a good old time, riding his roommate's daughter's pink Barbie Jeep, smiling even after an unmarked police SUV got behind him and pulled him over. Witnesses said the guy was driving all right, out of traffic, close to the curb, and only going about 3 miles an hour, their estimate, but still ended up in handcuffs because cops say he was riding dirty. Yes, back to the top. Cops say he was arrested for driving with a suspended license, but was taken to jail and booked because he was drunk. And that's a DUI, even in a kid's Barbie Jeep. Not that anyone would be surprised if he was, because who else would ride a kid's pink Barbie Jeep down a main avenue? And one more before the break, because in Bavaria, Germany, a case of ding-dong ditch got picked up by UPI after being covered by a local newspaper named Bild, B-I-L-D, which reported people living in an apartment building in Schwabach. Either way, in that neighborhood, they were getting tired of somebody ringing their doorbells late at night, over and over. Well, folks figured neighborhood kids were sneaking out doing this, but whoever it was too quick to trigger the motion sensor cameras outside the front door. They told the paper the hallways were quiet, but the doorbells kept ringing. Neighbors were calling each other to see if their doorbells were ringing too, saying it was creepy, almost like a scary movie plot. So, you know, instead of going outside like victims always do in scary movies, no, they were smart. They kept the doors locked and called police. And officers came. They looked around, didn't find any knucklehead kids ringing doorbells and running off, but did find a slimy slug right there on the doorbell panel. Just a slug, slugging its way over their door buttons, leaving a slimy trail of proof. Nothing to arrest. The paper said cops just laughed it off and took the slug and put it off in the grass. So the moral to the story, it's not always the killer, but don't go outside to find out. Just call the cops. See, they'll think it's funny.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Skipping ahead to celebrity birthdays.
Users have experienced weight gain, depression as a result, and a loss of long hair after an impromptu trip to the beautician. Ask your doctor about Sibinex. Or not.
Remember when we all knew that milk does the body good, and we passed it on? Or how the only question on our mind at some point in the day was, got milk? We were strong, healthy, and full of vigor. But now, ooh, bubble guts. We have clumpy soy milk, almond milk, oat milk, and coconut milk. And they all come from fine plants and trees, but not one of them comes from nature as nature intended.
Where I come from, we don't give a damn. We do whatever we please, yeah. If I go downtown, nowhere bound, it's all about being free, cause I'm going uptown. Tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. Let's go crazy, hey!
Time for birthdays.
Weekend celebrity birthdays, starting with Friday the 12th.
It's as simple as we broke up.
Singer Kelsey Ballerini is 32. Singer, actor, and now talk show host booed up with common, Jennifer Hudson, 44.
I left the crib walking, drove a Mercedes bag.
And how'd you do that? Rapper and actor 2 Chainz, but his mama named him Taheed Epps, he's 48.
Why don't you stay?
Sugarland, singer Jennifer Nettles is 51. Comedian and actor Louis C.K. is 58. Actor Joe Pantoliano is 73. And Sue Ellen in Dallas, actor Linda Gray is 85. And on Saturday, singer Niall Horan, solo after One Direction, he'll be 32 now. Singer Fiona Apple will turn 48. Comedian Jeff Ross will hit 60. Radio and TV show host Tavis Smiley, 61.
Watch him become a god.
Last album and last tour next year, Megadeth. Singer guitarist Dave Mustaine will be 64. Senator Clay Davis in The Wire. Actor Isaiah Whitlock Jr. will be 71. The original cowboy in The Village People, singer Randy Jones, 73. Actor Gene Smart will be 74 Saturday. Singer Peter Cetera with Chicago and solo, he'll turn 81. And so will actor Jacqueline Bisset, 81. Then on Sunday the 14th, the kitchen chef Katie Lee will be 44.
Is he Dame Diddy? Dame Daddy, a Dame Dummy. Oh, I get it.
Hey, I love Jay-Z, but Ether was nothing nice. Rapper and actor Nasir Jones, Nas, Sincere and Belly, he'll be 52. Playwright, actor Madea, showrunner, studio owner Tyler Perry, philanthropist too, he'll be 56. Aha, the 80s. Singer Morton Harkett will be 66. Bunny and The Wire, actor Robert Wisdom, 72. Dr. Grant in Jurassic Park, actor Sam Neill, 78.
I got a girl named
Sha-na-na, also in the movie Grease. Singer John Bowser Bauman, also 78. And Ensign Pavel Chekhov in Star Trek, actor Walter Koenig will turn 89 Sunday. And on Monday, actor Tom Hardy will be 48. Naughty by Nature. DJ KG will be 56. Movie director Oliver Stone will turn 79. And the man who starred in his 90s war movie Heaven and Earth, Tommy Lee Jones, will also turn 79. Same birthday there. And Bull Durham and White Men Can't Jump screenwriter-director Ron Shelton will be 80. And we'll be out, because that's it for another Real Pod Newscast. Thanks, as always, for checking out the show. And, hey, we're up on TikTok. We'll start posting clips and other things, also on Instagram, X, or Twitter, as well as the show's Facebook page, where you have been. The show's about to get a little more active online. For now, have a great weekend. I'll be at the See Here Now Music Fest, getting active in Asbury Park, but I'll be back Tuesday, pretty sure.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
You're really arresting him for driving a kid's Jeep?
Shownuff.